We're up close and personal with the other football, a soccer game at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The ball blasts off feet, knees, and heads as fit athletes fly around the field. The coaches are as intense as the players. In a place where American football dominates, it bears mentioning that about 85% of NCAA athletes play other sports, and the majority playing any sport lead lives less glamorous than some fans assume.
There's a lot that goes into it that a lot of the people don't see when we're just playing.
That's Angelica Jimenez, one of the better college goalies in the nation. She's sitting in the bleachers with a cast over the ankle ligament she tore in practice. Before tossing a little trash talk at the visiting team, the senior describes trade-offs.
After an all-nighter, I'm dead so, but you just got to grind it out, and you just really got to stay disciplined. Sometimes there's that triangle where you decide, like, social life, doing well at your sport, and doing well academically, and sometimes you got to pick two out of the three.
UAB baseball player Holt Davis knows all about it. He was a top student in high school, but his first semester GPA was a parent disappointing 2.35.
I don't think I was quite mentally prepared for it. We get up 4 days a week at 5 a.m. to go lift, and we're going straight through the day, a lot of us, until our night class ends at 7:30. You're kind of mentally starting to check out during that last class.
And those demands certainly don't decrease in big-time programs. Kim Durand is immediate past president of the National Association of Academic Advisors for Athletics. She points to a tug of war between revenue and athlete welfare.
We're a multi-million dollar business that's smack dab in the middle of institutions of higher education. And those cultures or those demands come into conflict with each other. A lot of times the decisions made don't take into account kind of the real life of a student athlete.
One example? TV contracts that have players flying around the country midweek, missing classes, getting home late. But athletes including Davis and Jimenez say caring coaches and academic support can help. On that sports grade social life triangle Jimenez mentioned,
for the most part, I've gotten like 2.5, so I'll take it.
Here's Davis.
For me, that was tough my freshman year. And my GPA, I think, reflected that the first semester. And thank goodness I made an adjustment in the spring. I think my parents appreciated that, too.
Now the senior typically hovers around a 4.0. He credits advisors making him a study schedule that included tutoring and taught him he could get a lot done in 15 minutes. This kind of support is one reason athletes' graduation rates tend to be slightly above student body averages. At UAB, Assistant Athletic Director Justin Mackey helps make those stats and stories possible. His job is to help athletes develop off the field, academically and personally.
It's always important to me to see them earn a collegiate degree. Also, just kind of the well-rounded human being part of it. When I look at the things that we get to go do in the community with Children's of Alabama and Ronald McDonald House, the local elementaries, that's really the part that kind of continues to drive me.
UAB Go Bulls t-shirt. But behind all the excitement, the long hours and juggling acts continue. You notice it a short walk from the soccer game on this Sunday evening, by the batting cages, where there isn't much glamour, but there is hard work and time spent as the sun goes down. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Dan Carson.